Are you gonna bark all day, little doggy, or are you gonna bite?
Yeah, yeah.
There are several sacred things in this world that you don't ever mess with. One of them happens to be another man's fries. Now you remember that, and you'll live a long and healthy life.
Just us, the cameras, and those wonderful people out there in the dark.
Science fiction. The wave of the future!
I wonder where a guy, an everyday Joe like myself, could find a little action.
Bye.
Yeah.
Welcome to Comic-Con, a geek podcast for the rest of us.
I don't think anyone will appreciate this. Maybe they will. Maybe a lot of people will appreciate this. But when I'm waiting for you to come into the room, the ZOOM Box 350, and the camera comes up on your end of the line, that's right, folks. Mr. J. Clark sitting there brooding, looking down with the mic in his hand, loose, no cords, brooding like a Mr. Bruce Wayne in the library, circa 1992. A little Batman Returnsies, if you don't know these, you googsies. And I'm like, holy shit. I mean, it was almost like a spitting image. How do you feel about that?
Yeah. I feel great. Great to see you. I'm just here waiting for the call. Waiting for you, sir.
Waiting there, brooding. I'm eating a Fig Newton. You know, I'm just doing my thing. You're doing your thing. My God, has it been this long? How long has it been?
I want to say it's been like a couple of episodes, right?
I feel like that's fair. I feel like it's
too long. Let's just say too long.
Too long. Because, you know, these episodes are few and far between, if not a space between us.
How's the fig?
It's, you know, it's not bad. You know, I'm just trying to bring the sugs up a little and, you know, no high fructose corn syrup.
Okay, that's good.
40 fucking carbs, 24 grams of sugar in two of these guys. In one pack. I don't know. I don't know what's recommended. I don't know who's shot. I don't know who's not. I don't know who's caught. You know, Resi Boy dogs. You don't know your googs. That's what we're going to talk about tonight, folks. We're just going to randomly quote obscure movie lines and hope for the best. But enough about me. You good? Everything good? Everybody good?
Yes, sir. So far, so good. Thank you for asking.
Listen, I said I was going to get weird tonight.
What was that about?
I might get a little weird, you know. It's, you know, it's just one of those times a year where I feel a little weird. You know, I just turned 41, you know, ooh, for whom the bell tolls. Mortality's on my mind. You know what I mean? On top of that, you know, I mean, my dad passed about a year ago and I went and saw his grave today. And, you know, I hadn't been since his birthday last year. And, I went there, you know, and they had the flags out. He's buried at a national cemetery in Virginia here. And I went, you know, with the wife and the kid and took my mom because she hadn't been out there yet. So it was a little bit of an emotional day, you know. I'm sitting there and I go, I'm going to say a few words, you know, because I like to talk to him, you know. I like that I have a place to go and like commune with the spirits, you know what I mean? So I kneel down and I go, you know, I'm just talking to my dad. I go, you know, we miss you every day. And I just want you to know everybody's doing great and you'd be really proud of everybody, you know. Talking about Zeph, and I'm not like talking outwardly enough so that people can hear. My wife at this point has already gone on with Zeph somewhere. He's looking at drain pipes and sewer drains and shit, but he's already on the other side of the fucking thing. And plus he's just already a 45-year-old dude anyway. Like, he's so mature when it comes to this stuff. He already knows what's going on. And I'm talking to my dad, and I get up and I said, I turn to my mom and I go, hey, if you want to say anything, you know, I'll give you some privacy. And she goes, well, I talk to him every day in the kitchen. And I talk to him every day in the bedroom. Quite frankly, I don't think he's here at all right now. And I turn around. I want to be like, I'm sitting here fucking pouring my heart out here to my old man. And you're just going to fucking step all over that shit? Like, he's not even here? All of a sudden, you're just going to decide? Out of the fucking blue. That's right. I'm channeling fucking Chris Pine, Reservoir Dogs, 1992, if you don't know your googs. But seriously, just took the wind out of myself. I was like, God damn, Mom. What do you mean you don't know if he's here? Don't say that shit. Thank God Zeph wasn't there. I've already talked to Zeph about this whole afterlife thing, which, again, I don't know of anything about anything. Do you? Do you have thoughts on the afterlife, sir? Let's get into it. Let's get weird.
Did you get like goosebumps when you were like talking to him or something?
It's a little emotional. Like, I know he's gone, but the idea that I can go to a spot like where he's like buried and he's like in this spot and I can like talk to him. I can like just talk. I mean, I don't know if it's just me talking out loud that feels good, you know? And I suppose it would be the same as if I'm like, you know, going to a church or going to another place, another, or even just waking up in the morning and doing that whole thing, getting on my knees. And, you know, one time a guy told me, he was like, well, you know, I put my shoes into my bed every day because that way when I wake up and I go to get my shoes, I'm already kneeling. So I take that moment to pray. And I was like, wow, that's actually kind of, that kind of works, you know. And I'm not one to pray every day. I'm not one to talk to God, so to speak.
You're not religious.
I'm not religious. There. Just okay. Fine.
But you are spiritual.
Newsflash, kamikanzes, in case you haven't picked up on this. Do I think there's something bigger than me out there? Yes, I do. Do I believe in a grand, bigger design? Of course I do. But do I know everything about it? Do I subscribe to everything on the Western ideologies? Not so much. Eastern, maybe a little bit more. I don't know. Whatever's the most vague, I tend to lean towards, because I feel like, how could anything be really specific? Mm. You know? What about
you? You've never had any like paranormal stuff, like anything weird happen?
One time I was sitting in my old parents' old house, and my sister, who had passed, God rest her soul, in 2013. But I guess the family put her urn on the mantle in their old house, and we're all sitting around talking. I think it was around the holidays or something. And all of a sudden, something just leapt off the mantle, like right there was like sitting, like right perched, not even precariously, but perched right next to the urn of ashes. And it jumps off the goddamn mantle. Now, I don't know if that's a sign. I don't know if that means anything. I don't know what that means, Jay. All I know is it was fucking weird.
So yeah. You never done like the Ouija stint stuff or anything?
I mean, how much of that is really? I mean, I feel like the Ouija board is the equivalent of going in the closet, turning off the lights and playing Who's in My Mouth? You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
I mean,
I did that.
Because you feel like somebody pushing. I feel like that's people that want to believe. Like when Morpheus turns and he goes, he's beginning to believe. Like, yeah. I feel like that's what that is, the Ouija board.
Yeah, that was me too. I was a skeptical. I was a skeptic guy.
But even the skeptic kind of wants to believe, I feel like.
Yeah, I can see that. Yeah, for me, it was like in college, and there were some roommates that were messing around with it, and I called bullshit. I was like, yeah, he's moving it, and he's in on it, blah, blah. And I didn't really care much for it. But then I was like, you know what? I'll take it. I took it, and then I was by myself. And then I thought, oh, maybe it's my mind. Like, I'm subconsciously, like, moving this thing.
Sure.
You know? Doing, like, this. You know what I'm saying? The brain can play tricks on you. And then I thought, you know what? What if I, like, shut off the lights, and I can't see the board and, like, the letters? So right. Then I'm not, you know, maybe my subconscious doesn't really take over.
That's what I'm saying. The subconscious maybe might take over.
Yeah.
Because you
like
want
your brain
to,
does you, something that you, like you said, you want it. You want to see it move.
Right. You want to see it move.
Yeah.
You know, that's what she said.
Exactly. So, So I turn off the lights and I'm thinking of a name. And it's kind of like your situation, a father figure, you know, I want to reach out to whatever. And lo and behold, dude, the thing moves. And I swear to God, I thought I wasn't moving it, and it moved, and it did the first letter. And then when it stopped, I turn on the light and I see the first letter on there. I'm like, oh, interesting. And then I turn off the light again. And I was like, okay, let's see about the second letter. And it moved, turn on the light again. And it's got the second, letter right. And then it did the third. And then right there, I freaked out, and I just like, done, I was done with it. I was kind of really like nervous because the thing, like I saw it move. I kind of technically.
That's what I'm saying. I feel like everybody could tell a story like that. That's pretty similar, because I've had similar experiences like that too. And I don't know what that is, you know, but I have to believe there's something. I mean, just getting to know you over the last couple of years. You know what I mean? We haven't hung out in person, but we've had some extensive talks, some conversations. Sometimes it's very on the surface about some Selma Hayek Totskis, you know, and sometimes it gets a little, yeah, and some tits and lasers, and sometimes it gets a little deeper, you know?
Yeah.
And, I have to wonder, I have to believe that if I'm to shift off my mortal coil before my time, that this energy inside, call it a soul, call it whatever, will have to go somewhere. It would seem like such a waste of space if it just kind of just evaporates and dissipates into nothing. Even if you're telling me there's no afterlife, but maybe I go back into the ground and turn into a fucking juniper or a fucking a goddamn jubilee or a fucking not a prepubescent girl with mutant powers, but you know, like a plant or something like that, part of the earth or you know something. No, maybe I come back as a squirrel, like fucking Sword in the Stone, you know.
I believe in it. I believe in that shit. Cause that, I remember a little bit after that, like a bunch of stuff just started escalating. We did like group, like sessions with a Ouija. We had like one night, like you could feel the energy, like it gets really heavy. That also I noticed. It said like this thing, whatever it was on the Ouija, it said like fire, 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 something crazy like that. And then I found out like a week later that the guy that was across from me that was playing, like his dad lit himself on fire in front
Get
of him.
Get the fuck out of here. Are you serious? Yeah.
100%.
Now like you're dropping student, some real shit.
Yes. That, no, it dude, like it was, it escalated quickly after that.
You've had a lot of those experiences?
Yeah, many. And after that, we went, attachments, like stuff, like my roommate next door, like getting like choked out, like nighttime.
Whoa, hold on. Somebody got choked out like some fucking Vader force.
Yeah, nothing
shit.
Sexual. I think.
I wasn't going there. I wasn't even going there. No, so somebody got choked out like a...
Yeah, one of my roommates, like he was sleeping and he said he could feel like hands. I felt it. There was one night I felt like hands too. Like it was weird. Like it just escalated so quickly. And in a span of like months.
That's
and we had everything
wild,
from like, yeah, the fire thing and attachments and like shadow, like... I think it was like a shadow thing. Like just...
Now, shadow figures, did that tie into like the night terror type shit?
Man, it's weird because I remember like one, I had this friend, from Panama. His mother came to visit and she stayed at the apartment and we never said anything. Like literally next day she's making us breakfast and she goes, hey, I gotta ask you guys like a weird question. You guys have activity in this apartment? We were looking at each other like, maybe. And she's like, yeah, I saw like this shadow figure just walking.
Activity.
She pointed at the same hallway. Yeah.
You guys have activity in this apartment? Yeah.
Yeah,
you,
like weird stuff.
You mean like fucking? Like, no. Not
dorm
that
room,
kind of
so yeah.
God damn, man. I can't say I've had too much of that. But I've definitely had, on the spiritual end of shit, I've had shit where my ticket should have been punched, if you know what I mean.
Oh, yeah.
I've had too many situations, and this goes back to the drinking days. But I had too many close calls. You know, like when Frank Sinatra says, "Regrets I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention." If I took those words and applied it to close calls I've had a few, but then again, too many to fucking mention. Too many to fucking mention is what I would say. Sugar's climbing, so's the energy. Watch out, folks. It's going to be a long night. Now, listen, I want to talk about another thing, too, while we're here. And Powell and I almost got into it a few days ago, but he got called away to duty. More on that at some point later down the line. But Miss Tina Turner, you know, rest in peace. She passed away at the ripe age of 83. Now, I say ripe because, I mean, I don't know what else to call it. It's well-weathered, well-aged. Long journey, great journey. I mean, who can scoff at 83, right? 83 is pretty good. And that's how old my dad was when he passed. He was about to be 83. So I'm thinking like, fuck, that's not a bad run, you know? Do you as a papa, not that you have a number in mind, but obviously we don't have to get too specific, but if I go at 83, that's not bad. I wouldn't mind going at 83. Like, I just as a proud papa, isn't your biggest fear leaving this earth before you can see what happens to your girls? You know, you want to be there for your kids, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, yeah.
That's my biggest fear, man, is like I'm going to get taken out before I can like be there for Zeph and like see, you know, make sure he's good to go, you know?
Yeah, and, those 40s, man.
I guess that's what it is. We're like at this halfway. We're at this halfway point. I'm like, I'm fucking, I told you it's going to get weird tonight. I'm just thinking about my mortality and,
And it's also that time of the year, this day kind of like hits home, right? With your dad. What branch of the military was your dad in?
He was in the army. And what's funny is, like, if he knew he was buried at a, you know, military cemetery, like a national cemetery, he'd probably be like, what? Why the hell wasn't I buried at my church and under the old oak tree, whatever. And the truth of the matter is, like, he was in the army, but never really talked about it that much. That wasn't necessarily like his high point in terms of his accomplishments for him. Like, he, even though he got some medals and some recognition in the 4 to 5 years he was in the military, almost actually went to Vietnam, but then got out of it at the very last second because his 4 years had been up, or 4 or 5 years, I can't remember. And he never really talked about it that much either, you know? And he ended up working for State Department. He became a Foreign Service officer and a diplomat. He worked at the embassies, and that was his thing. That's why we traveled overseas. That's why I always joke on the show, like, I lived in a houseboat in Spain. I didn't, but I did live on a houseboat at some point, just not in Spain. And that's kind of been the thing. Introducing us to different cultures over the years, that's kind of, that was a result, direct result of having a dad that was a Foreign Service officer for the State Department, you know?
Yeah, because the work sounded very diplomatic.
Right. And he you know, he was a huge success in his job. He's very successful, and he made a huge impact everywhere he went at all of his posts across the world. It was kind of a big deal, you know, and a big deal to us and very important to us. And so even the fact that he was in the army and, like, that was like such a small stint, we buried him there because honestly, like, it was free. You know, so we were like, oh, well, he was a veteran and this is free, as opposed to fucking some highway robbery price you're going to throw us for some fucking funeral at a rinky dink church down the way, you know? And no shame on any of that shit either. People can be buried wherever they fucking want to be buried. I'm just saying that if you've lost anybody recently, anybody listening, you guys know what it's all about to get a fucking coffin. I know a guy who ordered a goddamn coffin online because the coffins at the funeral home were fucking astronomical, you know? I mean, this shit is fucking crazy, you know? Even cremation costs can be outlandish, you know?
You think that would be the cheapest way, but they're also costly.
It is, man. I remember my sister's funeral proceedings were expensive, you know? And I remember her cremation process was expensive. And, you know,
that's insane.
It's unfortunate we have to think about money when you lose somebody, but you do. Like, some people really can't even afford to have a funeral for their loved ones, you know, which is fucking insane.
Insane. Yeah. Even on your way out, you're thinking about money.
That's what I'm saying, you know?
American dream, baby.
Yeah. I don't know.
So you're pouring your heart out there, obviously, and your mom is just another Monday. Yeah, I talked to you finally this morning in the kitchen.
She has this very, I mean, I kind of get a lot of it from her, too. She has a very neurotic, always worrying about the next worst thing that's going to happen kind of thing.
Gotcha.
And so we get it. She passed it on to her kids, and we have it now. We're trying to, like, course correct it, you know, but she still has that pumping in her veins. And I love my mom, and I had a wonderful visit with her this weekend. It was good. And, you know, it's just, I wasn't expecting that, you know? And now I'm thinking about my own mortality. I'm thinking about being a dad, you know, and I'm kissing my son goodnight before fucking coming down here. I'm getting ready to talk about some fucking, I don't even know what, some fucking G.I. Joe and Wildcats at some point. But before we dive into any of that, I just had to, like, I don't know. I just had to get that off the chest.
Get it out there, man. Get that message out.
And Tina Turner, like, I just want to say this too. I know we don't take time out to, like, honor all of the people that have left this world, you know? I mean, we've lost a lot of good people over the years. Sometimes we'll give, like, a shout out here and there on the show. But I got to say something about Tina Turner. So I don't know about you, sir. Michelle Pfeiffer was probably my first. I mean, I've gone on this show on record multiple times talking about Michelle Pfeiffer in that Catwoman suit. I was 10 years old. The rest is fucking history. You know what I'm saying? For my money, I don't know if it gets any better when she gets out of that goddamn shopping center and she's like, yeah, you know? Of course, she doesn't say it like that. She's... It'd be kind of weird if she said it like I did. No, oh, you've been smoking some fucking Newports? Oh, don't worry about it. But Tina Turner, and this is probably fuck me, right? Some people are probably like, Tina Turner, fucking the Proud Mary cover, right, by Creedence, right? Legs for Days, or they might go to Private Dancer, or they might go to Simply the Best, Better Than All the Retina. All that shit's good. But for some reason, when I think Tina Turner, tell me if you're on the same page with me. Tina Turner will always be the fucking hot ass chainmail clad villain from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. Now, I don't know if that's her highlight. Maybe she's up in heaven or some other celestial ethereal plane right now, and she's looking down or overhearing this somehow because this podcast is a big deal. that it crosses planes of existence. And maybe she's going, why the fuck would he go there? Is that a cardinal sin, or does that make sense? Does that track with you?
I mean, it kind of makes sense because we probably were first introduced to Tina Turner through the apocalyptic world of Mad Max. And then, like me, for example, I've discovered her music later in life.
Right.
And her, as you know, the performer Tina Turner kind of is what I remember seeing her perform. And, you know, she has that energy, man. That performance. It's bonkers. The way she moved, the way she. Yeah, she interacted with the audience. She's just loved by everybody, a lot of people, and she loved her fans. She loved what she did, and yeah, not everybody can, did it like she did.
Not everybody can attest to that, right?
Yeah,
it's wild, right?
So many artists she's influenced. Like you see Beyonce now, and I see a lot of like Tina Turner and Beyonce, for example. And Beyonce has inspired, many more artists,
right?
Yeah, she was beautiful, talented, long legs. Yeah,
I think all those women, all those pop queens, got it from Tina. Don't you think? Wouldn't you agree? Isn't that a fair assessment?
You know? Yeah, I can see that for sure. That voice, that hair, that persona, and unfortunately battling demons the whole while. You know,
that's abuse. The thing, isn't it? Demons.
Like we're having like a little, midlife crisis in our early 40s, but. She kind of had reinvented herself probably like 3 or 4 times by the time she was 40, you know? She said this really interesting thing. She said like, after leaving Ike and leaving everything behind, like she said like, I sacrificed my past for my future, you know, burn all that down and reinvent herself. So
I relate a lot to that too, man. I mean, everybody that's anybody that listens to this show already knows, you know, your boy's a recovering alcoholic. I think everybody deserves a second chance. And even if they don't deserve a second chance, everybody deserves a second shot at making another chance or making another life for themselves, you know?
Yeah.
And
yeah,
what's so fucked up about that situation is that like people like that, you meet these people in your life, it's like fucking rolling the dice. And some of those people can be your best supporters. They can be your friends. They can be your pals. They can be your lighthouse guiding you through the storm, or they can fucking be your anchor, just tearing you fucking down into the abyss.
Yeah, she's a fighter. She was a fighter. Did you see the documentary? She has a really cool documentary.
No, is it on the Flicks?
I'm not sure. Let me check.
Is it on the Max? The Just Max now?
Max. But it was phenomenal. Love that documentary. I saw it a couple of years ago.
I might have to check that out. I'm going to send you something real quick, and I want you to watch it with me. When you get it, cue it up, and let's watch it together. And then we can fucking close this whole thing out and then fucking jump into what we were going to really do. You know what I mean? Let me know when you get
it. I'm down.
Is it coming? Did you get it?
It's coming.
Is it receiving? Are you receiving? Are you being received?
My internet is
hard. Is anybody? Here we go.
I can't even get the ad going.
This episode is brought to you by ads. You got it?
All right, here we go. Yeah.
All right. So you see who that is.
Of course.
You see that smoke. Can you hear this, by the way?
Yeah.
Okay. So you see who that is.
Papa Mel.
Two man enter, one man leave. That's Beyond Thunderdome, right? We're watching Thunderdome, kids.
Ooh.
That's what we're talking about tonight. No, I'm just kidding. Did you see those globes on Tina?
Those earrings.
Now he's in the fucking fight cage. Now this scene I sent you, he's just defeated Master Blaster. Of course he didn't kill Master Blaster because Master Blaster was riding that special needs guy. We'll just say that. He had sympathy for him, right? Now, Tina's about to jump down. Oh, there she is. Now, she's pissed. This man has broken the law. Right or wrong? The deal. Face the wheel. Now, only in Mad Max world building can you say something like that, and everybody's going to repeat it frantically, frothing at the mouths. Because he broke the deal, and two men entered, and two men did effectively survive, now he's got to face the wheel. Now, this guy right here, this character actor.
Nothing but a man waiting for sentence. But ain't it the truth?
This fucking guy.
Justice is only a roll of the dice.
A roll of the dice.
The coin. Turn of the wheel.
Now, let's run that back real quick.
Turn of the wheel.
A turn of the wheel. And of course, we all know anybody that's watched the movie, they know that he has to go into exile, and then he finds the Never Never Land children, and then hilarity ensues from there. My point with saying all of this is it all ties into what we're talking about, right? Now I'm going to, maybe I should teach a college course on this. Mortality, fate, destiny, a flip of the coin, a turn of the wheel. That's where we are, right? That's where we are.
I see what you did there, sir.
You see, look, anything could have happened today. I wasn't even going to bring my mom along with me. But I thought to myself, you know what? She hasn't been there. I've been once already. Maybe I should just call her. We were kind of going on a whim. It was kind of a last second thing. I'll just ask her if she wants to come. And I'm glad I did. It was a good thing. I'm glad we did it. We took Zep to a park afterwards, you know, and it was good. It was a nice little family thing. We had a little picnic, you know. My sister's no longer here with us. God bless her soul, you know. And my dad's no longer here with us, you know. God rest his soul. But I still have a younger sister down in Richmond, you know, and she's got expecting another kid on the way, you know. So life goes on, you know, a turn of the wheel, you know what I mean? And I'll be honest. If my sister hadn't passed, I might still be fucking out there drinking. I might even be dead in a goddamn ditch. I don't know. Sometimes crisis precipitates change.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean? You know, I'm just saying. And I told you I was going to get weird, Jay.
No, but it's that day. It's Memorial Day, right? It's a memorial as in, excuse my ignorance, is in memory maybe. So it's
no, it's not ignorant at all. That's exactly right. In memoriam. Okay. In memoriam.
So it's a day of remembrance to remember. So, yeah, for, you know, loss in those people in our lives.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. You know, we've had them.
We've had them, you know, mm-hmm. I know you probably lost people close to you over the years. I know when we first started talking, I think it was your grandmother, right? That passed, or was it your grandfather?
My grandma passed away.
Yeah.
Yeah. But my grandpa was the one that was in the military. I think he was intelligence. Like he did a little bit of intelligence work and I think during maybe the '60s and seventies, maybe during the Cold War.
Like crypto kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I was being serious.
We don't know, actually. Like, nobody really knows. It was very, secretive. Maybe he was a spy. Who knows?
It was a big thing in, the 40s and 50s with, the crypto keying thing, with, coding.
Oh, decoding stuff?
Decoding, yeah. And then, they started doing crypto stuff with phones when phones got big in, the 70s and 80s. And when I say that got big, I mean, I realize phones were invented before the 70s and 80s. But in terms of, telecommunication networks building... That started in the 70s and 80s.
Possible. Yeah, we don't know. They had to, he wouldn't say. He would get deployed. He had to leave to another country. He couldn't say much because it was all,
secret.
Really
it was top secret.
Work.
Was
yeah, intelligence stuff.
That's classified. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how they have to say that. That's classified. When you watch a show and somebody's like, what do you mean? What's down there? That's classified. You're goddamn right it's classified. And you don't have a need to know, motherfucker. So stop fucking asking questions, you know, or stop asking questions to which you already know the answer.
Yeah, I'm sure he knew some shit, you know, when my grandma died, I got to speak at a lunch thing with my grandpa's sister. And I was like, hey, why am I like this? Why am I into this kind of stuff? And she was like, your grandpa was just like that. Like, he was intelligent. He knew stuff. So he loved to talk about all the obscure stuff and UFOs and all this shit, crazy stuff. So he might have seen a thing or two when he was in intelligence.
He might have.
He might have, yeah.
Do you think any of the things that our folks saw, maybe even our grandparents saw, do you think they could ever fathom experiencing some of the things we experience today? In terms of some of the shit, the way shit has
changed. I don't know if I'm a big subscriber to that idea because they went through some shit, man. My grandpa used to say, hey, I was, living in the 50s and in the 60s, especially it was harrowing. It's very stressful. You literally were teaching kids, in schools, no school shooters, but hey, a nuclear bomb might.
Right. Get under your desk, everybody. Get under your desk just in case.
Yeah, and the whole UFO thing today is kind of more open. The Pentagon is talking more about it. But he used to say, hey, in the 50s, we had sightings all over Washington. It was a normal thing. So it was a normal thing to talk about this kind of stuff. It was a normal thing to be, you know, to talk about nuclear fallout. So I don't know. I don't know. They might think we've gone a little too soft, maybe.
You know, that's a phenomenal thing, because I always think about, like, oh, well, you know, it's, we've come so far with technology. We've come so far with, you know, acceptance and civil rights. And yet, you know, while I do think we've made significant progress, there's been some fucking abysmal fucking happenings, right? Yeah. And then, but you just brought up a really good point. Like, growing up in, like, the civil rights era and, like, the height of it, and then also, not to mention just the threat of a fucking nuclear apocalypse. Dude,
your president, you know, just got shot on live TV.
Yeah.
Like,
so things are fallout. so things are getting better, maybe? I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Powell
and I were talking just a few weeks ago about Soylent Green and how realistic that is, even though, because it was set in 2022.
Yeah.
And we watched, I think it had its 50th anniversary recently. 50-year-old fucking movie, dude. And it couldn't be more spot on about the shit going on right now.
Oh, I love it. That's why science fiction is my favorite genre.
It's mine too. Although I will say that as I'm getting older, I'm veering more towards, like, fantasy more. Like, now I'm like, now sci-fi is almost too scary and unnerving that I have to, like, rely on fairies and elves and things hiding in the trees, because it lulls me to sleep a little more. You know.
Gotcha.
You know.
It's a little too real.
It's a little too real. It's a little too raff. Before we jump into some shit, we're going to jump into some other shit. And I know I've been all over the fucking place. I apologize. I do have to run upstairs. I got to grab a little thing. I'm going to come back down. It's just a little night, just a little nighty, little teddy. I just wanted to look apart. Little nightgown. Would you mind holding down the fort for, like, approximately, not even 5 minutes? It's going to be like a 3-minute guy at best. You can brood, you can talk. Feel free to fucking talk to the kamikazes if you don't want dead air. Otherwise, I'll just fucking edit it out and post. But just, you know, just keep them company if you want. Keep yourself company. Start whacking off if you want to. I mean, nobody said whacking off since 1992, so I thought I'd bring it back. Whatever you got to do, whatever you feel comfortable. I just got to run. I got to grab a guy. And yeah, I'll be back in
Don't forget the lotion.
Two shakes and a...
And a whack.
And a whack.
Oh my God, Millie Bobby Brown, engaged at 19. What was she thinking? That was quick.
Was it really quick?
So fast. I think Ezra Miller choked out like three other fans in the time that you were.
Yeah, I was. I mean, I want to be fast. I didn't want to keep you waiting.
Yeah.
Oh, God, now I got to piss. When I'm sitting here talking to people about fucking Tina Turner and then my thing goes off like, doot, 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 doot. Like, your shit's, I'm like a fucking cyborg. I got a monitor on my arm. It's synced to my phone. Hold on, is the Bluetooth on? Yeah, we're good to go. And, you know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah, man, you're cyber. That's what's going to happen in the future. We're just going to have, like, implants, different shit on us.
Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, the whole trans thing, everybody's losing it now with the trans. And I think we as a culture, we're kind of already ahead of the curve, right? We're transmutating, transhumanizing ourselves, whatever you want to call it.
I wanted to ask you about that. seems like as good a segue as ever. Now, do the kids need to know about the trans movement at this point in time?
No.
Can we let the kids be kids?
Just let the kids be kids.
For a little bit.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, like, am I way off? I don't know.
No, I agree. I agree.
I don't know.
Life is already complicated and difficult.
It's already complicated, right? So it's like, yeah. And I'll give you an example, right? Again, nothing to do with homosexuality or transgender issues or developments, what have you. I mean, I could pull a line out of my ass and say, some of my best friends are, you know what I mean? But I'm not going to even, and some are, but I'm not even. I'm a recovering alcoholic, right? My son will never see me take a drink, God willing. And again, I'm not comparing homosexuality or transgender stuff to my addiction disease, but only in the vein of saying this, if my son's asked me, which he has, oh, why don't you drink? Why don't you drink wine? I forgot why. We were like walking down a grocery aisle and he asked me if I drink those. And I was like, no, I don't. And I was like, I don't drink those. And I was like, mommy doesn't drink those either. Why? Oh, we just stopped. Why? Oh, we got an allergy. Oh, okay. We were allergic. That's why we stopped. Am I going to stop there and really break down the minutia of my addiction problems and what a piece of shit I was during that time and like my selfishness and my lying and my cheating and all this shit? No, he's six. You know what I mean? I guess that's my point. Like, I'm not comparing. I know it's apples and oranges, but only in the sense of like, do you need to know about fucking changing your gender at age six? No. Can we just fucking talk about Clifford the red fucking dog, and just it's a he because we just assume it's a he because his name is Clifford. Can we just let the fucking thing be? We don't have to rewrite the goddamn thing and put they on the goddamn thing, or you know, again, totally separate issue. And this is not the fucking Ben Shapiro show, I promise. Okay. And I feel like when you start talking like this, the way I'm talking right now, and you're not saying anything, so it's making me more nervous. I feel like when I start talking like this, I sound like one of those guys, and I'm not. And I'm not trying to sound, perhaps I am ignorant, I don't know. But I'm just saying, I feel like kids, the children, we are the world, we are the children. You know what I'm saying? We don't need to know about two dicks or a vagina turning into a dick. You know what I mean? We just don't need that right now. Okay? And I swear to God, like, I'm an old fucking man, you know what I'm saying? But like you said earlier, like, I mean, with our past generations, like, dealing with all kinds of crazy shit, I guess they never would have fathomed that this would come to the forefront as, like, a major fucking issue where people are like...
Yeah, but I don't know, like, at what point it might be maybe, like, the media blowing it up, like...
It probably is. It probably is.
You know, radicalize our children, but that's...
No, you're probably right. You're probably right. You know what?
I don't know how bad is it.
You know? I don't know how bad it is. I don't know. Because exactly. I think about the shit with Florida, too. Like, no offense.
Oh, none taken.
Where they're banning books, right? And it's like, oh, whoa! Oh. And like they're like not recognizing any literature that promotes equality, or I should say not even equality, but inclusiveness, right? Inclusivity. And that's horrible, too, right? Like, so I'm like, well, we have to be sensitive. But we don't need to be like insensitive, and we don't need to be, we shouldn't be exclusive, you know, we should be inclusive, you know, representation matters. And I do believe that matters. And I think that's important.
Listen, we grew up with X-Men, you know, I grew up with heroes, let's say accepting like everybody,
you
know, and that's the world I want to live in. Let's say like that cyberpunk genre where like everybody looks, I want to go out there and see weirdos.
Right.
That's the world I want to live in. And I think like, yeah, the right politically has kind of like demonized or weaponized that in some way. And they kind of do that every couple of decades, right? In the early 2000s, it was the terrorists and all this bullshit.
Right, right.
And now, you know, the trans thing, and they're weaponizing that as well. Let's even go further. There was that one story. Did you hear that story about that girl in school or high school that wanted to piss like on a litter box, like a cat?
No, I don't remember that shit.
He identified as a cat.
But that probably made fucking all kinds of headlines with Fox News, right?
Exactly. Right. And that was one girl.
Right, or like the guy or the kid that like wanted to get sex change at 17, and the parents were letting him, and that blew up, you know. And yeah. It's like he's not even an adult yet, you know. And it's like, I don't know. You're right. The media tends to focus on some of this shit and they hype it up, and then I'm talking about it. I'm probably making it worse by fucking just talking about it, you know.
Yeah, there's that too. Yeah. But you know, like this Ron disaster over here in Florida. Like that's how the politicians, that's what they do. You give them a little bit of power. They say, oh, it's for the kids. But then the books that they're throwing out, it's all about minorities.
Right, right.
It's about right. Black people, Hispanics. I saw my wife was like livid because we saw this video of this teacher showing the books they were throwing out. And one of them said El Salvador. And my wife is from El Salvador. So is that kind of shit. You know, that kind of they build up this boogeyman, but they just use it to put in their, you know, fascist, you know, shit on there. I'm sorry. I don't want to get too political, but
no, but that's the thing, though.
On the whole thing, dude.
But that's the thing. That should not be. We say political, right? But that shouldn't even be a political thing.
It's a human.
Like regardless of party, like that should be something that we can all agree on, right? It's one of those things, like you said. It's a human thing, right? Like we shouldn't be teaching anybody that that's okay, you know?
Yeah, because that's how it starts.
Or the gun thing. Let's talk about the guns. How is that a fucking political issue? How about this? Do we need fucking AR-15s in the fucking home? I don't think we do.
No,
we're going to lose even more listeners now.
Oh, 100%.
There's probably a lot of AR-15 clad fucking...
It's one of those things like, it's like, how bad is it, you know, with like the trans thing or the terrorists? Like when was the last time you felt... like you were, you know, you felt threatened by any of these things.
Well, that's
like,
what's crazy.
When was
that's
the last
crazy.
Time you said, you know what, I need an AR-15?
Well, that's what's crazy. Like 2023 hit, and within like 3 months, we had an outstanding number. Like it was fucking ridiculous number of fucking mass shootings and the school shootings at that. Like that shit fucking triggers me, obviously, because I'm a fucking dad, you know, and I'm worried about my son going to fucking school. And I also look at the fucking Brady Bill expiring, and then I'm like, you know, within a year after the Brady Bill expiring, we have fucking an astronomical number of mass shootings with these fucking specialized weapons. You know what I'm saying? That were initially banned under that legislation. So it's like, when I think about that shit, I'm like, can't we just fucking connect it up? Especially when I look at other countries and they all bring their guns into town square, Australia, and fucking pile them up and say, no thanks. That was fucking horrible. We're not going to do this again.
And also, like, this kind of came about like a long time ago when it was like, I have a musket and the government has muskets.
Right.
And we can all go and shoot our muskets at each other. But AR-15 going to do against like a drone? Like a government, right. You know, am I really taking it to the government? Not really.
Right. Am I really going to raise up my militia? Right?
No.
My group of like 12 guys with their guns and go up against a fucking drone.
Yeah. I mean, there was a time in the 40s, maybe, you know, the Second World War, where like a Japanese general like had this meeting with like these leaders and they were like, oh, what happens if we like invade the US? And that one like very smart general was like, oh, if we invade the US, there's going to be a gun behind every blade of grass pointing at us.
Right.
And that's a great thing.
Right.
But again, that's when everybody kind of like, we all had the same hardware. But nowadays, like the government, I mean, it's not the same. My AR-15 ain't going to do shit.
Right. Right. And I'm glad we're there, you know, because that's what we do on this show, Comic-Con's podcast. We talk about the issues. Life,
here.
Death, the pursuit of happiness. Tune in next week when we have political pundits. I don't know. Do we have any political pundits joining us on the show next week? I don't know. Maybe.
I hope not. Unless it's that AOC.
I don't know. They get that AOC in here, huh? That's the first time I think I've ever said that. I always go AOC.
AOC? Okay.
I never do the AOC. Is it AOC?
I think, yeah. That's,
people say
that's
AOC?
That's what I heard. Yeah.
I've been saying AOC.
AOC.
AOC, yeah, you know me, hey, baby, huh? But the AOC won't let me be or let me be me, so let me see, huh? I don't know. I don't have all the answers, Jay. Look, I'm just a 41-year-old dude who's thinking about his mortality and occasionally pondering to myself, did that guy win on behalf of his swim team because he still had those boulder shoulders? And I'm saying he, even though I know he became a woman. Yes. It feels great. You know, I mean, I'm just fucking saying, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah. Identity. Like when you're that young, if you're that young, like to define yourself and your identity, it's already a brutal thing for a lot of people. Like, you don't have to introduce all this stuff maybe that that, you know, such a young stage, I guess, in their lives.
I don't know. Maybe yeah. I don't have all the answers, you know? Yeah. I'm just a guy trying to make
it. Didn't we grow up, like, watching kind of, like, drag guys? Like, because a lot of other rock stars in the 80s, they look like women, you know? They dress up. They wore the hair and the makeup.
Bro, and I wore dresses, okay? I wore a dress in fucking at least 2 to 3 different times in my college years. I think I dressed up as a woman for Halloween one year.
For Halloween, I did that too.
And I think on more than one occasion, I've put on women's clothing. I've painted my fingernails. You know what I'm saying? I've kissed a man firmly on the lips.
Beautiful. True
fucking story. Okay? Firmly. Like one of those, mwah, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Didn't suck a dick. You know? But that's
and
okay.
I was young, sir.
And that's okay if I did. I just couldn't get my head around it, literally.
You're not man enough.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
No, in college, like I know, in college, like, I had a lot of like gay, like roommates, friends, and like it was. I got used to like on Fridays just watching them like come, you know, like not come, you know, not like that, but they would walk down the main lobby just in drag, and it was.
Dude,
like,
I went okay. to. I've gone to some drag shows, and they're good. That's they're a good thing, time. You know what I'm saying? I've gone to some drag shows. I told the story in the podcast. I was a cigarette guy, and I went to some fucking bars, and some of them had to be the gay bars, and some of them had to be the drag bars. And I would go there and fucking give out the free cigarettes. And then one time we went to this other place, and they had a drag show. We stayed for the drag show. We could have left. We could have turned and left, but we'd order drinks. Watch some of the drag show. Then on the upstairs, there were dudes fucking stripping. We had some girls with us, and they wanted to stick around, and we stuck around. And I remember looking at Powell. Sorry, Powell. I remember looking at him and going, man, why do I feel like we're two nerds at a fucking prom party or some shit like that? Because we were just standing by the punch bowl. No one wants to dance with us. And he goes, we're two straight guys at a motherfucking gay club, Nick. The fuck? Anyway.
But isn't that a great, like, bird's eye view of the whole thing? Because we, like, I don't know about you, but I've always felt like the outsider. Like, always.
Yeah, always.
So I'm just going to situations just like I have been throughout my life.
Yes.
Like, looking from the outside, oh, like, this is different. Like, I'm definitely, you know, and I'm just, and they seem to have a great time. I never would have thought, I'm looking at those guys like, oh, these are the guys that are going to come after my kids, you know?
No, no, bullshit. No, no. Yeah, that's all. Yeah, no, 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 no. Okay.
Yeah. So, and again, it's, you know,
and I don't think, and I don't think we, I don't know. There's no way I could be that close-minded, right? So I guess what I'm saying is I'm not asking anybody to be closed-minded. I think it's great that we're open, more open-minded. I feel like we're more open-minded now than we ever have been. I just wonder sometimes if our open-mindedness is almost a little too open-minded. Like, I almost, I wonder sometimes, like, okay, I get that and I respect that, but you're also a grown adult and you had that, you made that choice. I don't know if I need to fucking. I don't need to talk to Zep about hermaphrodites.
Not right yet.
Now.
No.
Not now. You know? And I know some parents like will be like, oh, like, Sammy put on a dress and we thought it was so cool. And he said he wanted to wear dresses. So we said, go for it. No, motherfucker. No.
Just show him a picture of Tommy Lee in the back in the day and say, this is cool.
Oh, this is cool. There you go.
Yeah, it's what was it?
I don't know. If we weren't canceled before, maybe we'll get canceled tonight. Who knows?
Nah, it's fine. Like, here's the thing. I think it's so hypocritical, especially now. Well, here, like in Florida, it's kind of crazy to me. It's so crazy because when you think about it, the chances of like a drag dude or like a trans dude or girl like diddling like a kid is like super low when you think about it. I picture like a like somebody coming after like a kid in Florida, like, let's be honest, it's not, he's not gonna look
a
like
drag, a drag, listen, a drag queen,
he's gonna
is not
look
gonna
like
fucking
a truck
walk
drive, you know, sorry to all the truck drivers, I didn't mean that, but I mean, you know what I'm saying, like a, like,
no,
or
the guy
Disney
diddling,
employee
the
or
guy
something.
Diddling kids is gonna look like a fucking male librarian driving a fucking
exactly.
beat up Astro van, you know what I'm saying,
he's not gonna look like a drag person at all.
Sorry to all the male librarians out there driving Astrovans.
He's gonna He's gonna look like your neighbor.
He's in your house, and he's in Jim's house, and he's in Todd's house. That's where your money is.
He's gonna be a part of some organization helping kids.
Right.
Spokesperson for Subway.
Daughters of the Revolution, sure. You know?
And they'll never see me.
And they'll never see us going. Thanks for listening, kids. Remember, at the end of the day, it is just fiction. Except for the part about the hermaphrodites.
Coming. All else are castles built in the